This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. This week, climate warming and the effects on ocean levels.
The effects of war on soldiers.
Marriage through sickness and health.
And fighting chronic diseases.
A new study has examined the loss of ice from glaciers in Greenland. It found that the amount of ice that drops into the Atlantic Ocean has increased almost 100% in the past 5 years. Glaciers are slow-moving mountains of ice. Researchers say the ones in southern Greenland are melting faster because they are moving faster. They say rising temperatures appear to be the cause. The American study used recent changes in glacier speed to estimate the ice loss for almost all of Greenland. The results appeared in Science magazine. They were also reported last month at the yearly meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
Eric Renyo is a researcher in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory at the California Institute of Technology. He says glaciers take a long time to form and melt, but they can react quickly to temperature changes. He says he is concerned that current estimates of Greenland's ice loss fail to consider the speed of glacial ice falling into the sea. This means ocean levels could rise faster than scientists have estimated. Mr. Renyo and Panir Kanagaratnam of the University of Kansas used satellite observations to confirm the glacial speeds. They found that ice from Greenland is responsible for a rise of about 0.5 millimeter in ocean levels every year. Worldwide, ocean levels are rising about 3 millimeters a year.
The air temperature in southeastern Greenland has risen by 3 degrees Celsius during the past 20 years. For the past 10 years, the glaciers in southeastern Greenland have been largely responsible for increases in glacier flow from the island. Mr. Renyo says glaciers farther north have increased speed since the year 2000. He says the northward spread of mild weather might be responsible. He also notes that scientists do not yet fully understand the complex processes by which glaciers gain speed.
Social connections are important to a person's health. A study with older people demonstrates this. It shows how the health of one person in a marriage can affect the health of the other. The study is the largest of its kind to look at how sickness in one person affects the risk of death in the other. It involved more than 1 million people in the United States. They were between the ages of 65 and 98.
Researchers at Harvard Medical School and the University of Pennsylvania did the study. They examined the effect of a major sickness in one person on the risk of death in a caregiving partner. They also examined the effect of the death of a wife or husband on the risk of death in the other person. The researchers considered these two effects together. They studied cases where a husband or wife was sick enough to require hospital treatment. They found that some conditions affect a partner more than others do.
For example, the study found almost no effect on a man's risk of death if his wife had colon cancer. But if she had heart disease, the man's risk of death was 12% higher than if his wife were healthy. And the risk increased 22% if his wife were being treated for dementia, a mental disorder. The scientists say they found similar effects in women whose husbands were being treated. But there was a difference. The scientists found that if a husband became mentally disabled, the effect on his wife was even worse than if he had died.
The study confirmed that sickness or death in one partner has an especially large effect on the other person within the first 30 days. This risk of dying early in reaction to a partner's death is commonly known as the widower effect. The New England Journal of Medicine published the results. The research began in 1993 and continued for 9 years. The National Institute on Aging supported the study.
Paul Allison is chairman of the sociology department at the University of Pennsylvania. He says it was surprising that highly deadly diseases, like lung cancer, had little effect on the risk of death for a partner. By comparison, mental disorders led to big increases in the partner's risk of death. The explanation is that having to care for someone with a mental condition places a great responsibility on the partner. In a separate but related study, Harvard sociologists Felix Elwert and Nicholas Christakis looked at race in connection with the widower effect. They say that while it is common in whites, they saw no effect in African Americans. They say this could suggest that black families are more densely connected and help care for the surviving partner.
You are listening to Science in the News in VOA Special English. Researchers have gone back in time to examine the physical and emotional effects of war on soldiers. They studied soldiers who fought in the American Civil War. They chose that war because the medical history is complete. All of the soldiers are dead. The Civil War took place from 1861 to 1865. The Union Army defeated the Confederacy in the South. Researchers from the University of California, Irvine did the study. The Archives of General Psychiatry published the results.
The researchers studied medical and military records of 15,000 Union soldiers. All of the soldiers received physical examinations before they joined the Army. Government doctors also recorded the medical history of soldiers after the war. Conditions are named in words of the time. For example, doctors used the term soldier's heart to describe the physical and emotional effects of the war. Now, they would call it post-traumatic stress disorder. Military companies with higher rates of soldiers killed had higher rates of disorders among the survivors. The study found that these soldiers were 51% more likely to develop heart, stomach, and nervous system disorders.
The researchers say the youngest men had the worst medical records. These were men who had joined the army when they were 17 or younger. After the war, the youngest men had the highest risk of dying early. Some soldiers joined the army when they were as young as 9. Others joined when they were 70 or older. The researchers say the effects seen in the 19th century are likely to be true for 21st century soldiers as well. Professor Roxanne Cohen-Silver led the study. She says the records show that horrible war experiences are linked to what she calls a lifetime of increased physical disease and mental health difficulties.
The World Health Organization says chronic diseases lead to about 17 million early deaths each year. Chronic diseases are the world's leading cause of death. These include heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, and lung disorders. The WHO expects them to claim more than 380 million lives by 2015. The United Nations Health Agency says about 80% of the deaths will happen in developing nations. Victims are often in their most productive years. Experts point out that more middle-aged people die from chronic diseases in poorer countries than in wealthier ones.
The WHO is seeking international action to reduce deaths from chronic diseases. Up to 80% of these deaths are considered preventable. Health officials say one important tool for governments is to restrict the marketing of alcohol and tobacco to young people. Also, more programs are needed to urge healthy eating and more physical activity. The goal is to save 36 million lives by 2015.
Science in the News was written by George Groh and Cynthia Kirk. Avi Arditi was our producer. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. Internet users can read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.